Family Home Evening. Watching Over Wassel by Julia Oldroyd, based on a true story. Call on the name of God for protection. 3 Nephi chapter 4, verse 30. The sun hung low after a warm summer day in Pacheco, in the Latter-day Saint colonies in Mexico. As 5-year-old May and 2-year-old Wassel played outside, they could smell smoke wafting from adobe chimneys and open fires. Supper would be ready soon. Sure enough, Mama called, "May, Wassel, go wash up." The girls quickly obeyed and went inside to eat. After supper, Mama said, "Come, little Wassel." Every night, Wassel went with Mama and Papa to herd the cows. May and baby David stayed home with Aunt Hattie. Wassel loved this time alone with her parents. She was so excited that she ran outside still clutching her dinner spoon. "I don't think Wassel should come with us tonight. We have to care for some horses, and it may be too far for her to walk," Papa said. Mama nodded. "Wassel, Mama and Papa are going on a long walk tonight. Take that spoon back to the house and give it to Aunt Hattie. Then you can play with the other children, and tomorrow you can come with us to get the cows." Wassel just stood there, holding her spoon. She didn't want to go back to the house. "Run along now," Mama said. Wassel turned and ran toward the house, but when her parents were out of sight, she put her spoon near the door and decided to go get the cows after all. She knew the way to the pasture, but she didn't know that her parents hadn't gone straight there. The shadows grew long as the sun sank lower. Wassel walked and walked through fields and corn patches. Wolves howled in the distance. Wassel came to a marshy area and walked there for a long time. She liked to feel the mud squishing between her bare toes. When Mama and Papa returned from the cow pasture, Mama went inside to put the children to bed, and Papa went to the barn to take care of the animals. "Hattie, where is Wassel?" Mama asked. Hattie froze. "Wasn't she with you?" "Well, yes, but we sent her back here." "Well, I haven't seen her," Aunt Hattie exclaimed. Mama and Aunt Hattie called for Wassel and searched in all the rooms and in the yard. Then Mama ran to the barn. "Wassel isn't here. I'm going to look for her," she told Papa. "She's probably asleep somewhere," Papa said. "I'll look in the house." Mama knew that Wassel wasn't in the house. She ran to the river and the cornfield, calling, "Wassel! Wassel, can you hear me, Wassel?" There was no answer, so she returned to the house. "I think we need help," Papa said. Just then, Aunt Hattie pointed out the window. "Look, it's Brother Carol." Papa ran outside and stopped him. "Wassel is lost," he explained. "I'm on my way to the church for a meeting," Brother Carol said. "I'll tell everyone that you need help looking for her." When Brother Carol told Bishop Hardy that Wassel was lost, Bishop Hardy dismissed the meeting and asked the brethren to go search for her. As everyone searched under the beds, in the outbuildings, and through the house, Mama began to fear for Wassel's life. "We are wasting time looking for her here. We have already done that, and I know she's not here," she cried. Wassel's grandpa gathered the men together. "Let's divide into small groups and circle the area," he said. "Whoever finds her will return here and fire a gun 5 times to signal the rest of us." One group went with the bishop. They followed the road toward the cow pasture. "Look, bishop," someone shouted, "little footprints." The men held their lanterns high and carefully followed the footprints until they reached the marsh. The ground was too moist there to hold any tracks. Bishop Hardy instructed the men to kneel on the soggy ground. Then he prayed for Wassel's safety and for guidance to find her. With teary eyes, Bishop Hardy rose. He thought he heard something and paused to listen. There, very faintly, yes, he could hear her. The others strained but heard nothing. "She's calling for her mama," he exclaimed. Bishop Hardy ran toward the sound he heard so clearly. He stopped occasionally to listen. "Mama," and hurried on. He ran through fields and over hills for nearly 2 miles or 3 kilometers. He found himself in a rugged canyon, the moonlight falling softly around him. Then, suddenly, he saw Wassell walking wearily along the mountainside. Bishop Hardy ran to her and gathered her into his arms. "Mama," Wassell whispered as she fell asleep. The bishop carried Wassell back to the house as quickly as he could go. Mama took Wassell in her arms, and tears of joy flowed freely from her eyes. She offered a silent prayer of thanks to Heavenly Father for bringing little Wassell home safely. Bang, 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 bang! Bishop Hardy fired the gun with joy. When Papa arrived, he hugged his wife and daughter, weeping with gratitude. Then everyone knelt in a circle, and Bishop Hardy thanked the Lord for protecting Wassell. He knew that he couldn't have heard her soft cries on his own. But the Lord was watching over Wassell and had helped him to find her. Note: Julia Oldroyd is a member of the Rose Canyon Second Ward, Harriman, Utah West Stake. End of note. Sidebar: God is mindful of us and ready to respond when we place our trust in Him. Seek divine guidance through prayer. Elder L. Tom Perry of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, Back to Gospel Basics, Ensign, May 1993, page 91. End of sidebar. End of the story, Watching Over Wassell, by Julia Oldroyd.